I'm Steve O'Dell with Mission Network News. Last week, a Kurdish pastor was detained in Syria under trumped-up charges. His future remains uncertain. Then, a Christian news site offers truth amid state suppression. We'll hear about that in just a moment. But first, Nihad Hassan, a Syrian Kurdish pastor based in Lebanon, knew the dangers of traveling back into Syria. But he has been following God's higher call for nearly 20 years to reach his fellow Kurds. Pierre Hosni with Horizons International says that Pastor Nihad has been detained at the Afrin Central Civil Prison in northern Syria.
They're using social media posts that he shared in the past in defense of the Kurdish people to say that he is inciting the Kurdish people against the Arabs in Syria. And so he's actually facing charges that could be up to 3 years in jail.
Hosni calls the charges an excuse by those who don't like what Pastor Nihad is doing. He leads Horizons Kurdish Church Ministry in Beirut, Lebanon, and has played a crucial role in reaching Muslims in several countries. Last week, a delay caused Pastor Nihad's court case to be moved to the main court in Aleppo, Syria.
He really needs protection and prayer. He's in a very vulnerable place.
Syrian prisons are dark, terrible places, but God reaches people even there. Please pray for fruitful ministry for Pastor Nihad, even while in prison, and let his boldness move you to further action for believers like him. Learn more of his story in the full report at our website. The Lord's command to love your neighbor as yourself has the power to shape the next generation. Joe Wiley works with Sat7, a satellite TV ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. He says they are going beyond the television screen and traveling to Lebanon to minister to children in schools.
It's rooted in the biblical worldview of saying, wait, we are made in the image of God, even if we disagree. So how do we treat others? And that's really the heart and the foundation of this program where we are in schools and helping children connect with one another.
Workers are passionate about teaching the children growing up in war zones in Beirut to treat others with the love of Christ.
It's important to say that Sat7 is not going in and saying, look, I want you children to just be Christians. It is actually Christians going into these schools and saying, I want you to have a life, one of hope, one of help, one of connecting with other people. And what ends up happening with this is someone asks, why would you do that?
Kids elsewhere in the region have written Sat7 to share stories of how the TV programs have taught them to forgive. Pray that children in Lebanon and other areas of conflict would learn how to treat each other as made in the image of God. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And where do you go for the truth if all your media is censored? Iran has designed its internet infrastructure so the government maintains tight control over the entire nation's access. Press is limited to state-controlled media. Lana Silk with Transform Iran says that is why they created media ministry Farsi Christian News Network.
It became a really important tool for Iranian believers to be able to see past the propaganda and the censorship of the government and understand what really is going on.
FCNN reports truthfully on events in Iran, and it does so with a Christian worldview.
It is totally about matters of relevance to what God is doing in the country, what impacts the church.
Recently, FCNN made their website accessible in English and Dutch so that people outside Iran can get news stories that are being repressed by the dictatorial government.
It's really just relevant, I guess, mostly to people who are invested in Iran specifically and wanting to know what's happening in Iran.
Pray that more Iranians would find out about FCNN, especially non-Christians.
We have a very small team and a very small budget, so pray for health and refreshing for them as they work, because they really are serving above and beyond to get the news up and out.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Join our Gideon's 300 and stand in focused prayer for the Middle East and North Africa. Get weekly resources, connect monthly on Zoom, and lift up 23 nations with believers worldwide. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the banner ad to get signed up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Steve O'Dell.